Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, a daily morning podcast of the big news story. The Print reports, Pakistan Supreme Court rules dismissal of no trust vote against Imran Khan as unconstitutional. I'm Mamogra Mitra and I bring to you the podcast version of this report. The Supreme Court of Pakistan ruled Thursday that it was unconstitutional of the National Assembly Deputy Speaker to disallow a no-confidence motion against Prime Minister Imran Khan last weekend. A five-member bench of the Apex Court, led by Chief Justice Umar Atab Bandial, delivered the verdict after five consecutive days of hearing out the opposition, who are ready with the numbers to dethrone Khan. During arguments Thursday afternoon, the Supreme Court had noted that Deputy Speaker Qasim Suri's decision to disallow the no-trust vote was prima facie a violation of Article 95 of the Constitution. Chief Justice Bandial had said the court would take into account the country's national interest and practical possibilities before deciding on the final verdict. After the no-confidence motion tabled by the opposition was dismissed Sunday, President Arif Alvi, on Imran Khan's advice, dissolved the National Assembly, paving way for fresh elections. Leader of Opposition Shehbaz Sharif had earlier said that Parliament should be restored if the Apex Court ruled Suri's decision was erroneous. Sharif had said the no-confidence motion against Imran Khan will automatically be restored once the Apex Court rules out the Deputy Speaker. The opposition assured the court it had the numbers to protect the constitution. Sharif further said Pakistan's political stability was interconnected with its constitution. According to Pakistan's ARY News, Khan held a meeting with his legal team in the afternoon and told them the PTI would accept any verdict. Imran Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf government was in a precarious position before the vote Sunday after two key allies abruptly pulled out from the ruling coalition, taking along several disgruntled PTI lawmakers. The overwhelming grouse against Khan is the deepening economic crisis in the country. The Pakistan Prime Minister has accused the United States of trying to unseat him in complicity with Pakistan's main opposition. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode of the Print AM.